You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, join the official fan club of the Cleveland Browns, the Browns Backers. Join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns Backer watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Segura Wilhelm Kidd here with you on this Friday. Talking Mock Draft Friday. Who do you have the Browns taking at 12 and 19? Let us know, 216-578-0850. For me, it's easy right now. I know what I have locked in there, so I will.
I do, too.
You do, too. The kid, you got your 12 and 19 locked in.
I have positions. I need to do a little more research on the best. Who's the best rush linebacker that will be available at 12?
I know who it is, and he's my 12B.
He's your 12B?
Yes.
That's my 12A.
So it could be a Vic Beasley, it could
be a Bud Dupree.
I saw Vic Beasley's numbers, and granted, I think the combine is one of the dumbest things in the entire world, but Vic Beasley's numbers next to Joe Hayden's numbers at the combine, speed-wise, were almost the same. Now, granted, Joe Hayden was injured, and he ran a faster 40 at his pro day, but when I saw that, I was like, whoa. I didn't realize, is he going to be there at 12?
Todd McShay had his mock draft 3.0 yesterday and had Vic Beasley going 13 to the New Orleans Saints. Now, yep. He's got to put on some weight, which they say he is doing. He is the fastest first step of any defender studied on tape this year. Football character is outstanding, and we know character matters a lot to the Cleveland Browns and was remarkably productive at Clemson. 44.5 sacks, tackles for loss, 25 sacks past two seasons, so would be another edge rusher right there. So if you go edge rusher, so you're going to go Vic Beasley, an edge rusher at 12, and who are you coming back with at 19?
I'm coming back with the best defensive tackle run stopper.
So that'd probably be Malcolm Brown, Eddie Goldman, or maybe even a nose tackle like Jordan Phillips out of Oklahoma.
If you do that, in my estimation, right there, I know we're drinking the Kool-Aid last summer and said we thought we'd have a top five defense. But if you do that and bring back Gibson, and assuming one of these young kids steps up at corner or they re-sign Buster, I don't really see many defenses out there better than ours.
You're right. And that's what Mike Pettine wants to do. I mean, I would not be surprised if it goes defense. That wouldn't surprise me either. When do you get your receiver then? You're bringing in one or two veterans in free agency, or are you just drafting somebody?
I'm bringing in veterans, and I'm getting a receiver in the second round.
So you would want to hopefully get a Jalen Strong, Breshad Perriman, a Funchess maybe.
Well, I want Devin Funchess.
The great Brad Mellon, NFL Equipment Manager of the Year, baby, walking by there. All right, so you're going defense. Vic Beasley, and we'll call it Malcolm Brown for you at 19, the defensive tackle.
Yes.
Matt Wilhelm, 12 and 19, where are you going?
12 and 19. If we can get a top three wide receiver at 12, I think we have to go get it. And in that, a lot of that has to do with this, too, by every draft analyst out there, this being another deep wide receiver draft. That all being said is, the hype from last year and what those guys did in the first round is still, I think, in the back of some of the minds that passed on some of the talented wide receivers. So I'm going Devontae Parker at 12. And then Vic Beasley is my 12B. That if one of the top three is gone, I think you go get that pass rusher. So I agree with you, kid, there. And then I, too, am going to go D-tackle, and I'm going to go get Malcolm Brown at 19. So that anything we can do to shore up that run defense, a penetrator, a disruptor in there, because if we can get, again, someone opposite Kruger, maybe later in the draft, free agency to add another threat on the edge, it makes that somebody to shore up the middle is key for us in the future in this defense.
So Kevin Jones, Andrew Gribble, and myself all did a mock draft at ClevelandRounds.com, and I have at 12 the Browns going Devontae Parker. Now, if it's Devontae Parker or Amari Cooper that are there, I'm taking that number one receiver at number 12. If those three guys are all gone before the Browns pick, I'm going with our highest-rated edge rusher or defensive lineman, whoever that would be for the Browns. So could that be, if Danny Shelton is there, maybe it's Shelton. Vic Beasley is certainly in the mix there, and I think a guy, Eric Armstead, could potentially be in the mix out of Oregon. Malcolm Brown could be in the mix. I've seen him go 12 to the Browns in some of these mock drafts. If you go that route, so if you go receiver first, then it's best D lineman, which for me would be Malcolm Brown at 19. I'd love that. If we came away with a Parker Brown 1-2, I would love that. If the three receivers are gone, though, and I go defense first, I'm still looking at a Jalen Strong possibly at 19 or a trade down from 19 into the 20s, pick up another asset, then take a Jalen Strong there. And then when you come back in the beginning of the second round, you take the best edge rusher available to you.
Question for you, Wilhelm. Does it worry you at all with Vic Beasley that size-wise we're duplicating Mingo?
No, not necessarily true. I think he's much more productive, and I guess the same can be said from Gregory from Nebraska. You know, he's a guy that played lighter, that they're going to want, you know, that is very, very, you know, dangerous on the edge, but has to put on weight between now and then. And I think they're different. I don't think he's as tall and lanky, that basketball body, as Barkevius Mingo as well.
Because Mingo's small.
He is thin, yes. Beasley, they think, can add weight better. He's got the frame to add weight a little bit
more. And I don't think he necessarily
easily.
Played with his hand on the ground a whole career in Clemson. They moved him
around. No, he was
an
outside backer.
Were you ever forced to put on, when you came to the pros, did they ask you to put on any weight or no?
Nope. I was good. But, I mean, at different points, not necessarily weight, but I was asked to play. There were times in San Diego where I was asked to play outside linebacker in a different, you know, different package just because we got so thin. So, guys that can participate in as many linebackers and understand that defense is great. And then also, too, is a guy like Vic Beasley is very interesting because the same way we featured Barkevius Mingo in coverage from time to time, towards the end of the year we started to diversify and really grow into the defense with all these Jim O'Neill, Mike Pettin fronts that you could actually have Mark Mingo be a rush guy and bring Beasley and have him in that, like, the offense identifies him as a spinner. He just meanders around the middle. And you set up your rush to give this guy an opportunity to win versus a back or win in a one-on-one. And that's a spot where I like a Beasley at.
Yeah, you need somebody else. I wouldn't mind, you know, even picking if Bud Dupree somehow makes it down to 19, I would take a shot on him.
That's a great name.
Bud Dupree is a very good name. And this is a guy, he's 6'4", 269, 4'5", 6'40", best score among linebackers in the vertical and broad jump. So an explosive athlete.
He's big. 269 is big, too.
And he's somebody that you have an opportunity to get, I think, at 19. So if you went, let's say you looked at it, you said the drop-off at the edge rushers is later, you go Malcolm Brown or Danny Shelton at 12 if you don't get the receiver. I think that it's a good draft for what the Browns need. There seem to be a lot of edge rushers. Seems to be good depth on the defensive line and good depth at receiver. And if I'm the Browns, let's say you don't get Devontae Parker and you end up going, let's say the Browns do go defense. That's certainly not without the realm of possibility for this team. Because if you're right, if you improve the run defense and you get another guy who can get after the quarterback, this defense could literally be a top five dominant defense in the NFL. You've got great secondary already. You know, three of the four guys went to the Pro Bowl. You got Justin Gilbert, who you expect big things out of. You got Pierre Desir, who I expect big things out of, and I thought flashed very well at the end of last season. So you should be very good. You're solid at linebacker. You need one more pass rusher, and I think you need to shore up that D-line. But don't forget, John Hughes is going to be back. Phil Taylor is going to be back. Armani Bryan is going to be back. A lot of injuries on that D-line last year that you might not need so many pieces there. You can draft a couple of receivers in this draft. Even if you go second-round receiver, fourth-round receiver, there are going to be guys that can contribute to this team.
And then there always is, it seems to be, a guy that's, you know, in some cases rumored to be has a second-round grade or, you know, even borderline first-second that drops significantly before the draft for whatever reason. And then there might be a string of teams, you know, a dozen teams that are not in the market for a wide receiver that the Browns could make a move at, you know, in the second round or early third and move up, you know, to go get a guy that they feel like can come in and play that, you know, potentially was, you know, graded higher.
A guy like Terrence Williams was a third round pick a couple years ago for Dallas. John Brown, who's played very well for Arizona, third round pick. You saw a lot of value in the second round last year. Jordan Matthews was in that second round. You had Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson. So
I was going to say, you got to mention your boy Allen Robinson.
I love Allen Robinson. I know. I wish he was here.
I'm also looking for Ray to make some moves. I mean, as you guys know, I'm a huge Ray Farmer fan, and I'm expecting him really to come out shining like a rose in this draft. I would not be surprised if we wheeled and dealed and ended up with another number one pick next year or something to come out of this. Someone's going to want to move up. And like you said, there's depth at what we're looking for.
I hope we only go down, though. I thought we traded up.
No, I don't want to trade
too
up.
Much.
I think we're done trading up. Ray Farmer's going to look to trade down. And I really think we're going to come out of this draft really in a good position.
I think so, too. Tony Grossi from ESPN Cleveland had his latest mock draft today. He has the Browns going 12 at Malcolm Brown as Devontae Parker goes 11 to Minnesota. Amari Cooper goes 6 to the Jets, and Oakland takes Kevin White 4th overall. He's got the two quarterbacks, Winston and Mariota, going 1 and 2. And the Browns coming back at 19 with Jalen Strong, who had a very good combine out of Arizona State, the wide receiver there. I certainly could see that happen.
I think that's a bit of a lazy mock draft. There's no chance Tennessee is taking. That's just like saying, oh, the quarterbacks are going to go 1-2. Mariota is not going to Tennessee.
I think there's a good chance he goes to Tennessee.
No,
I would just. Why do you say that? Because they're so invested in Zach Mettenberger?
No, they're not.
I just think that there's no way. I think that they're going to give Zach Mettenberger a chance.
What is Mettenberger, fourth?
Mettenberger is a big, strong arm quarterback, and that's what the coach that Wisenhunt, the type of quarterback he wants. Mariota does not fit his system whatsoever. I'll put a Coca-Cola on it right now that there's no chance that they take Mariota.
A Coca-Cola.
I'll buy you a vitamin water.
You'll have to buy one. You'll have to buy one for Tony Grossi. I think it's certainly possible that Mariota goes second.
If there's a trade. There's no chance Tennessee takes Mariota.
0%.
0%. You heard it here first.
I think it's impossible to say that it's 0%.
Okay.
All right.
Well, agree to disagree.
We'll be back with more here. You heard who we want. 12-19. Who do you want? 216-578-0850. It is Mock Draft Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Also going to hear some sound from the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, who was in Canton the other night. We will hear from him as well when we return here on ESPN 850 WKNR.